The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Many years ago, when I was young, and I was going off to Tassajara Zen Monastery to be a Zen monk, and I was getting a ride there. It's down in Big Sur Mountains, so we pulled over, I don't know why, in Carmel someplace, the shopping center, and there was a bookstore. And I kind of used to like going into bookstores, so I went into the bookstore, and it was kind of like the last stop, last chance for gas for the next 100, last bookstore before the next year and a half or something. And so I went to the bookstore, and I looked at the shelves for Buddhist books and Eastern religion, spiritual books. And I was looking a little bit, and I did something I don't often do, but I just randomly pulled down a book from the shelf, and didn't know who it was, the teacher, or what spiritual tradition or anything. I just pulled it in and just opened it at random. And as far as I remember now, I think I only saw one sentence. Maybe I read the whole paragraph, but one sentence jumped out. And it was something, it said something like, the primary problem that people have is holding themselves separate from their experience. I closed the book, got in the car, and went to the monastery. So that was like the last message that society, the world, had to give me before going to the monastery. And so that kind of resonated, this little idea that the problem is we hold ourselves separate from experience. And so I kind of carried that as a little mantra or saying, like, because I was a little bit perplexed by this idea. And so I started looking at myself, and I saw that, in fact, there are all kinds of ways which I held myself apart, held myself separate. Sometimes it had to do with fear. I was afraid to connect or be in the presence of, or make a mistake. Sometimes it had to do with aversion. I don't like that, I don't want to do that because I don't like to do it. I was assigned to clean the toilets. How could I manage to clean the toilet and not... How far away can I get from cleaning a toilet and clean it? It was kind of the art of it, So there's all these ways in which, I could start noticing that I wasn't really there for the experience. And I didn't want to do it. I was afraid of it. Or sometimes I just had better ideas. I had better things to do than what I was in the monastery, what I was being asked to do. And so I was more interested in other things, and my mind would go elsewhere, my body would be kind of heading in other directions. And so I started noticing how often through the day I was holding myself apart from what was actually happening and how I wasn't really fully there. And it was a nice place to do this because in Zen, part of the training is to do things with your whole body. So like if you pick up a bowl or something, if you're really doing it in Zen style, you wouldn't just casually pick it up looking out the window or something, you would actually take both hands and come down and the whole body would face it and just really there and pick it up like this. And so that's the most important thing in the world, that moment. Or if I'm going to pick up a glass, I wouldn't just be talking casually and pick it up and keep talking and then drink. I would stop, use two hands, clearly pick it up. And the most important thing in the world in this moment would be and then putting it back, maybe with two hands. So anyway, that was kind of the Zen training. And I got a little hit of this also when I was, even more of a hit of when I was practicing in Japan, Japanese Zen monasteries. Don't hold yourself separate from the experience. Be there for the experience. So I was late in the evening, I was after the evening meditation, I was walking through the kitchen in the Zen Japanese monastery, and there was a man in there, one of the monks, who was chopping vegetables, maybe for the meal the next day, or I don't know what he was doing, but he was chopping. And so I stopped at the cutting table where he was, and I asked him a question. And he had this knife in his hand. He was chopping. He stopped chopping. He put the knife down on the table, stood up straight, answered my question, leaned over, picked up the knife, started chopping, and I asked another question. And he put the knife down, stood up, and just was right there with me, answered my question. And I'm slow to pick up what's going on sometimes, right? So I didn't notice how dramatic it was, how much he was changing himself. So I asked a third question. He put down the knife, stopped his chopping, sat up straight, looked at me, and he said, "Gil-san," he said, "Gil, I'm only going to do one thing at a time. I'm either going to be chopping or I'm going to be talking to you, and I kind of need to get this work done." And I said, "Oh, okay." And so then I left him alone, and he picked up his knife, and then he continued to chop. So, I don't know if it always has to be that dramatic, but the idea just, what keeps you separate from the experience? And just really kind of giving yourself to the experience you're doing was part of the training in the Zen monastery. And sometimes, it can be overdone. It's unnecessary to do it as fully as possible. And when I was a Zen center, there was a somewhat famous beat poet named Philip Whalen. And he was ordained as a Zen priest at Zen Center and was one of the teachers there. And one day I came to breakfast, and he was eating his breakfast and reading the San Francisco Chronicle at the same time. So I said, "Philip, we're supposed to just do one thing at a time, just eat when you're eating or just read when you're reading, but just you're reading and eating at the same time." And he looked at me, I think, amused and compassionate, and he said, "I'm just eating and reading at the same time. That's what I'm doing." And I said, "Oh, okay." And so you don't want to be too narrow about what this means, but the idea was, this learning about how I kept myself separate, I learned so much about myself, so much about how I did that in life. And because then the Zen monastery was just training and really be there for things, then I had the chance to kind of maybe overcompensate and really kind of experience what it was like to be present for something, for work, for whatever I was doing, sweeping, raking the grounds, cleaning the toilets, chopping the vegetables, walking around the monastery. And am I really here? Am I walking? Am I separate from the experience of walking? The primary thing that's happening is I'm walking. Am I with it, or am I holding myself separate from it? And many times I noticed that I was separate. I was in my thoughts, my fantasies, I was thinking about other things. Sometimes I dismissed the importance of walking. I'm just walking around. I mean, why should you focus on walking? But then I say, well, just be in the walking. Just walk. Don't hold yourself. Do the walking. Be the walking. And over the 2.5 years, 3 years I was there, it got to be sometimes that the walking became, just the walking around the place became so delicious. I remember sometimes, because you're walking on dirt road, kind of dirt pathways, and I don't think there's no asphalt there. And I just remember I felt that every step I was taking was an act of love with the earth. It just felt so exquisite, just there for that experience, just being it. So, what keeps you separate? How do you hold yourself separate from your experience? And is that necessary? Is it wise? Or is it unnecessarily holding yourself back? It's just to discover that for yourself and to see it. And once you discover, ideally you would discover that without any kind of judgments about it. But you discover how it works for you. And then having that information, then you can decide whether that's what you want to do. Do you want to live that way? Do you want to live in a way that you hold yourself apart? are there appropriate ways for you to step forward and meet it more fully or be fully for that experience? And one of the places where this whole exploration can happen is in our relationship to other people. Are we there with the person, or are we also holding ourselves separate from the person? And I think probably all people do. We do it in different degrees. There are people, some people who we don't want to get too close to. We hold back, we're afraid of, or it's just too difficult. And maybe that's appropriate sometimes, but do we do it at times when we don't need to? There's some of our holding ourselves back from people, shortchanging ourselves. Are there ways that we can step forward, not to overwhelm them with our presence, but can we step forward and kind of do the maybe something the equivalent of just being there fully, like you are for the cup or the glass, you pick it up with both hands and there. Can just be fully there with that person in a way that's appropriate. So that was a great lesson for me, and as a way of beginning my monastic life. If you want to get some of the benefits of monastic life, since most of you are not going to go off to a monastery, ask yourself that question as you go through your days. How am I holding myself separate from this experience? And maybe you'll learn as much as I learned when I was in the monastery. So, thank you.